Why Life is Worth Living. Faisal required major heart surgery just over a year after his wife died. He says,
"When I read the book of Job, I know Jehovah put it there for a reason. When we find an example in the Bible that we can relate to, it is a way of soothing our pain of heart."
He adds,
"Life is still worth living."
Tarsha was young when her mother died. She says,
"Knowing our Creator is what gives life purpose, hope, and joy despite all the things we may have to deal with. Jehovah is more than capable of sustaining us and helping us to get through each day."
The preceding articles show how various traumatic events can make life seem unbearable. As you carry your own personal burden, you may wonder if life is worthwhile, or whether anyone even cares about you. Be assured that God does care about your distress. You are precious to Him. The writer of Psalm 86 expressed confidence toward God. "I call on you in the day of my distress, for you will answer me." Psalm 86:7. You may wonder, though, how will God answer me in the day of my distress? Although God may not take away your problems immediately, His Word, the Bible, assures you that He can give you inner peace to help you cope. Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, and footnote. Please consider how the following Bible verses give us assurance of God's tender care. God does care about you. Not one sparrow is overlooked by God. You are worth more than many sparrows. Luke 12, 6 and 7, and footnote. Consider, seemingly insignificant birds are not inconsequential to God. Not even one tiny sparrow escapes God's notice. Everyone is a precious living creature. Humans are far more valuable to God than sparrows are. Humans, as the centerpiece of God's earthly creation, are made in His image and are capable of cultivating and displaying His elevated qualities. O Jehovah, you have searched through me, and you know me. You discern my thoughts. Examine me, and know my anxious thoughts. Psalm 139, 1, 2, and 23. Consider, God knows you personally. He knows your most intimate feelings and concerns. While others may not understand your distressing situation, God cares about you and wants to help you. That makes life worth living. Your life has meaning. O Jehovah, hear my prayer. Let my cry for help reach you. Incline your ear to me. Do answer me quickly when I call. He will pay attention to the prayer of the destitute. Psalm 102, 1, 2, and 17. Consider, it is as if from the very start of human suffering, Jehovah had been keeping a record of every tear humans have shed. This includes your tears. God remembers all your trials and tears because you are precious to Him. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, I will help you. I, Jehovah your God, am the one saying to you, do not be afraid. I will help you. Isaiah 41, 10 and 13. Consider, God is ready to help you. If you fall down, He will lift you up. There is hope for a better future. God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Consider, you are so dear to God that he willingly gave his Son, Jesus, as a sacrifice in your behalf. This sacrifice gives you the prospect of living a happy and purposeful life forever. Although you may be troubled and your life may seem to be unbearable, make a careful study of God's Word and build your faith in the hope that God promises. It will make you happy and confident that life is worth living. End of article.